This is Food for Faith, and I'm Father John O'Connor. Today's reflection for Tuesday of the first week of Lent focuses on prayer, and especially on the best known of all prayers, the Our Father. Well, we're almost a week into Lent. Think back to the Gospel for Ash Wednesday. It's a well-known Gospel. It always begins Lent, reminding us that the good deeds that we do and our gifts to the poor and all of the extra things we do for Lent, let's not parade these before others. If we do that, then pride enters and there's really no reward. We've had our earthly reward if everyone else knows the good that we are doing. And the same is true, as that reading last week reminds us, about prayer. Not to be hypocritical, not to pray in the street corners and in the malls, in public, because if that's our purpose in praying, so that others can see us praying, then that's the reward. And instead, the reading invites us to go to our inner room, to even close the door, and to pray in that secret place, to be in relationship with God in that secret place, that place where no one else can go, the place where we are most ourselves. That reading from last Wednesday, Ash Wednesday, then skips 10 verses and jumps to fasting. Don't again make a show of your fasting. Again, fast in that hidden place, that inner place, the place where only you and God know. What the scripture is doing is presenting before us an outer and an inner world, and how easy it is to live in the outer world where everything is done for show and so that others can see. But the place where we really need peace is in the depth of our heart, when we're lying alone awake at 2 o'clock in the morning, anxious about so many things, about our health, about those we love, maybe with financial anxiety. It's all of these things that worry and keep us awake, and at that time, in the midst of the night, there's no one else to talk to about it. We're there in our inner place. It's often not a comfortable place, but it's a place where we are ready, because of our need in that place, to be open to the presence of Jesus with us. And today's Gospel is those 10 missing verses. So last Wednesday's Gospel, the first and the last verses of the 6th chapter of Matthew. And today the 10 missing verses, focusing on prayer. When you pray, don't use lots of words. It's not about that, because Jesus knows, your Father knows, what you desire in the depth of your heart. And so prayer is primarily that expression of desire. And then today's Gospel goes on, the disciples saying to Jesus, teach us how to pray. And Jesus says to them, when you pray, pray like this. He begins, Our Father. Now, we all know well the rest of the prayer, but there's enough in those two words, Our Father. Let's just take a moment with those two words, starting with Father. This was a shock, a great shock, even a heresy to the people of Jesus' time, because the relationship with God was not understood to be as intimate as the relationship between a father and the child. But here Jesus is saying, Father, even Daddy, in a very intimate, close way, Father. We are in relationship with God, who is not a distant ruler or a distant authority, but who is with us, as intimate as the relationship, a healthy relationship, between a father and the child. And then, perhaps even more remarkably, a very powerful reminder here, that when we pray this prayer, we don't pray, My Father, we pray, Our Father. And perhaps when we're most worried and most anxious, we need to know that we're not alone. People all over the world are praying this prayer, Our Father. We are related to each other because of our relationship with Jesus Christ. We have the same Father. We are the members of one family. And this is why we use this prayer so often, to pray for others. We're not alone, and others are praying for us. I heard recently of a father who taught his child to, when the child was worried or anxious, to take a moment to pray this prayer, the Our Father. even in the middle of the night when the child wakes up, feeling alone, perhaps feeling worried or anxious, simply to pray the Our Father. And in conversation with this father who had taught the prayer to his child, I said, "Why? Why do you teach that particular prayer?" And he said, "Because when I was small and I was anxious, my grandfather got me to pray that prayer, and it works." I invite you throughout the day, whenever you have a moment and think of it, to pray the Our Father. But perhaps as a preparation for the beauty and the depth of that prayer, just now take a few moments when this podcast is finished, simply to be still and silent for a minute or two and repeat slowly and gently, "Our Father, Our Father, Our Father." Growing to understand at a deeper level the beauty of those words. Father, an intimate relationship that we are called to with God, and Our, we're not alone. We're part of the one family of God. We are never alone.